The Army is experimenting with a new type of interactive software to train its young leaders. It's called the Emergent Leader Immersive Training Environment, or ELITE. The training tool teaches soldiers to deal with a range of problems, including disagreements with their platoon sergeant, driving under the influence, and sexual harassment. Mark O'Connors is chief of the Army Games for Training Program at the National Simulation Center, and he joins us now. Marco, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So tell us about this software. This is something for other than combat type of training, sounds like.
Absolutely. You know, the Army has a long history of using simulation technologies for training during the past decade. And what we have done, we've greatly expanded the use of those games to make them low cost, low overhead, and they fit into a lot of our training systems. So today, commanders and soldiers are using a variety of game-based simulations that develop and hone their leadership skills. And then those leaders develop those skills over time. And this is a good way to use counseling as one of those soft leadership skill approaches.
All right. So if someone does have a disagreement with their platoon sergeant, and presumably they're a step above the sergeant or a step below, I guess that's two different situations, what would they encounter in the software that would show them how to deal with that type of situation?
Would do is the software is set up to teach you an acronym, and that acronym is one is called ICARE and the other one's called LISA CARE. And these are steps for how to work your way through a counseling situation that resolves the problem while at the same time moves forward to better the unit. So in the term ICARE, that refers to where you initiate performance counseling, and LISA CARE, that refers to like a personal problem that a soldier would bring to you.
So these are like structured questions that you go through? I mean, what does it look like?
It's structured steps. So in the term ICARE, you initiate the communication, then you check for underlying causes, you ask questions to verify information, you respond with a course of action, and then you evaluate a follow-up later on. So by having this structured format, it teaches junior officers and junior NCOs that the way they can approach counseling is having a structured format that allows them to think through the process.
So in other words, they would be counseling people that they would be now leading.
Absolutely.
In a way that is productive.
Yes, absolutely. So this first iteration that we've developed called ELITE Lite, what that does is it's focused on junior officers and junior NCOs to sort of get them into the training part of counseling. I mean, there's lots of ways we learn counseling. A lot of it us learn at, you know, OJT or experiential learning. And this provides a instructional methodology that standardizes how we teach counseling to soldiers and officers in the Army.
So Sarge and Beetle Bailey would not be the model here that you're trying to perpetrate?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so do you offer this to newly commissioned officers, newly promoted officers, as something mandatory across the Army at this point?
So the beauty of this program is we host it on the Mil Gaming portal, and anybody with a CAT card can sign on to Mil Gaming, and they can download the software. So it is widely available. It doesn't require a license. It has an enterprise license, and anybody can use it. Right now, it is used at West Point and their leadership course for third-year cadets. I know that ROTC is considering it, and the Warrior Leader course is working toward fitting this into the Warrior Leader courses. There's 14 of those across the nation. So although not a prescriptive tool, it is a tool that is available that replaces the peer-to-peer piece within the counseling program of instruction.
We're speaking with Mark O'Connors. He's the chief of the Army Games for Training Program at the National Simulation Center. Was the model of this something that has been proven to work in a corporate setting, or was this Army developed?
This is Army developed. Actually, the developer of this is a good news story, because what happened is the development of this is done by the Institute for Creative Technology out of California, and they are worked in coordination with the Army to develop this software. So what we had about 3-4 years ago was a requirement from the Maneuver Center of Excellence, the Fire Center of Excellence, and West Point for something that would teach soft leadership skills and specifically counseling. So part of my job is to develop the requirements for an idea like that. So we sat down with all the parties interested across TRADOC. We developed a requirement, hammered that down, and then we went to the ICT and asked them what they had. The ICT had been working on a program for the Navy called INOTS that was a similar program, but it was in a big classroom environment. So what we did was we tweaked that. We changed it a bit, so you have an instructional phase up front. You have sort of archer of the videos in the middle that show you good counseling and bad counseling. and then you end up with an interactive piece in the end. And then we ask them to place it on a desktop or laptop application that, you know, could easily be downloaded and used across the Army. And after about 2 years, we managed to make that happen, and it works very well.
Now, in a sexual assault situation, what's the scenario there in which this could help?
So what we did was we developed those three scenarios you talked about earlier, and then when we were done, when the chief staff of the Army said, you know, sexual harassment is the Army's number one priority, you know, and the resolving that, we re-looked how we could add two more of the vignettes. So what we did is we wanted to do the left of bang, you know, what happens for a counseling situation that can lead up to a SHARP incident. So these are SHARP related. In one of them, there is an altercation between soldiers in the platoon when one hears inappropriate comments made against a woman in the platoon. And in the second vignette, there is a woman in the platoon who asked for a transfer because of inappropriate comments made her way. So these are sexual harassment, and they immerse you into an environment where you get to experience for yourself, you know, what people are going through in this situation.
Now, often in counseling training types of situations, people are videotaped or they are observed by people in person, and so they can be replayed. In other words, what they have done can be replayed and analyzed. How can that be done when it's one-on-one with software?
So the beauty of Elite Light, what it does is it captures your responses. It assesses those responses against what is the correct response, and then it provides you an after-action review at the end, and it will give you a detailed breakout of what was said, what your response was, and how your response could have been better or if it was on target. The other thing is if you put this into an instructional phase, the instructor gets a printout, and he can see how every student performed, or you can also link them together, and so everyone can see how one student performs. This approach allows the student to track his own performance. It allows the instructor to see how well the student is doing. And then if you put it into a classroom and you link them together, it allows all the other students in the classroom to work together toward what is an appropriate response.
So at some point, does the data connected with a particular officer's performance and history with the software, does that get rolled up into their record for their efficiency reports?
No, it does not. This is not designed to do that. This is designed for instructional phase only. So an instructor would use this in the peer-to-peer portion of the class. He would get a score, and that score that we put in here is mostly done to encourage students to go back through, see what they did right or wrong, and to try the software again. Sort of that try and try again to get a better score. But no, it does not go into their OER, their NCOER.
And are there plans for new modules, new situations?
There are. Working with the DA G1 SHARP office, what we have done is we are going to develop for them a program that is solely focused on SHARP skills. So it will have a SHARP instructional phase. It will have, again, those Archer, the videos in the middle that show you what Riot looks like. And then it'll be followed with some counseling on SHARP at the very end. So we anticipate that we'll have that software completed for them by this time next year.
And from a technical standpoint, is this software light? It's not heavily like some of the gaming software that's intensive with graphics and so forth. Is it pretty small footprint software?
It is a small footprint. It fits onto one DVD. And it gives you very nice graphics in the upfront with the sim coach and very nice graphics at the end. So it is really designed to captivate and to immerse the student into the simulation. I haven't found anybody yet who was not immersed. And in fact, most people when they go through it, they are totally into the simulation, the point of it almost being real.
So there's an audio and visual part of this.
So you're actually counseling a person, and that person has facial tics. They look away. They make eye contact. They slouch or they will sit up, dependent on your response. It is amazing. The avatars in it are absolutely amazing.
All right. Mark O'Connors is the chief of the Army Games for Training Program at the National Simulation Center. Thank you very much for joining us with that update.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.